It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson with Kev Walsh, with Jake Nolan, Tezza Simakulwa, all in. Jake run a little bit late, but he'll be all right. James Roach will be joining us with Dan Gray and Elliot Yates as well. Very quickly, it's FA Cup fourth round, so we'll do this thing first so I don't keep saying it over and over it all the way through. It's five subs. It all gets sorted out on the day. Bear that in mind, and amongst all these conversations, we will start off with the Friday night. We're going to talk to Dan Gray about Middlesbrough, but first and foremost, Manchester United versus Middlesbrough. And Tezza, I think United can win the Champions League. Do not get me wrong in that sometimes that sort of thing happens. A team that isn't very good gets a bit of momentum up in Europe, and before you know where you are, they get one nice draw, they get one big win, everyone feels good, a good semi-final, and you can hit a final. Literally, you know, there are stories of it, and you can involve Liverpool Football Club if you want. But if there's a trophy that Ragnick maybe should be looking to win, it's the FA Cup, because it's the one that's likeliest to be available for him.
Yeah, I think Ragnick at the moment, obviously his remit's probably to get fourth place, and if you can get a trophy on the side, that's probably a bonus. But Champions League, as you said, is probably first and foremost. Probably trying to win it is probably harder than qualification through the league. But yeah, the FA Cup, I mean, in essence, he probably liked to use the FA Cup to try and bled in a few players that haven't been playing as regular, but seeing as how things have gone with injuries and players out of form, he's probably going to have to play a full strength team against Middlesbrough. As the break, the little 2 week break's probably helped as well, so I expect a strong team as possible.
The thing I'd say though about him as a manager, and this isn't me, I'm not having a go when I say this, it's that he actually has not won very much silverware, and that's what I mean when I say about him winning it. You know, this is, it could almost be his last chance as a manager to win a trophy. This could end up being, with, again, I'm not being facetious, you know, if he goes upstairs at Manchester United, by the time that finishes, he's 64, 65. He's had some really good teams that have played some very good football, he's been innovative in his own way, but there isn't much silverware. And I'm sort of thinking, you know, I'm sure he's a professional, don't get me wrong, but he wouldn't be human if he wasn't thinking, you know, I'd quite like to parade a trophy around the stadium and lift the thing up and go, yay. That's what you do with trophies.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think also he could be quite clever in the way he handles the last 4 or 5 months of being Manchester United interim manager, because if he walks away with, you know, an FA Cup and a decent attempt in the Champions League and qualifying for fourth, and it doesn't work out as being a consultant, you know, other teams may look at him and think, you know what, we might bring in Ralph Ragnick in just for a couple of months to steady the ship at even bigger clubs. So it could be a win-win situation for him.